Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
We must question everything, including our leaders and especially ourselves, and see where that leads you.
You'd better think.
Don Lemon's going to start some mess this morning. From our New York studios up in Harlem, USA, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. You know why I'm going to start some mess, right?
Yeah, because you're going to talk about Empire?
Well, listen, I'm a hater. I'm a hater. For today, at least. I'm not normally one. You guys know that. I am hating on the TV show Empire. I know everybody's mad at me. I hate that show. You want to know why?
Why?
I hate it because it keeps me up to watch it on my DVR on demand when I have to wake up early for the TJMS.
I know. What. In that case, yeah, I hate it for that too.
I hate that Terrence Howard gets to play Cookie's husband instead of me. Yes, I am hating on Terrence too. I hate that I'm not on it. I hate that Raven Simone gets a guest role on the show and I don't. I hate that it wasn't on TV a long time ago. I hate that it took so long for a show with a mostly black cast, which, by the way, remind me of the characters on Dynasty in the 1980s, took until 2015 to gain wide acceptance from the American public. I hate that it took so long for a show like this one to come around with unapologetically shows positive images of black gay men and black gay women to the masses. I hate that the show gets criticized for having the nerve to show gay men and women kissing and that the test audience reacted negatively to those scenes before the show even aired. Much of that reaction happens because of people who spread and listen to nonsense like this from Boyce Watkins.
So you got one son who's gay, which is fine to be gay. At the same time, there is a consistent effort in Hollywood to emasculate the black male. Chris Rock made that point very clearly, and I agree with him that black men who are masculine with bass in their voice, heterosexual males, don't tend to do as well in Hollywood as men who are gay or men who are promoting a gay agenda. I mean, let's just be clear about that.
Then somebody needs to tell Denzel or Morgan or Lawrence or Sidney, or Jamie, or Samuel, or James Earl, or Eddie, or Idris, or Billy D, or Will that. You get my point. By the way, how much or how little bass you have in your voice has nothing, or being masculine has nothing to do with sexuality. I know plenty of effeminate straight men and plenty of masculine gay men. I hate it that it seems to have taken forever for a TV series to show a relatable character or relatable characters and experiences from the rap and hip-hop music industry. I hate that some people who love to criticize don't understand that black families are just as nuanced and complicated as any other family and that the masses need to see it.
Apparently, this is what black people are. We're former drug dealers turned hip-hop moguls, married to women named Cookie who went to prison. Okay, fine. Nothing wrong with going to prison now. Don't get me wrong. I know some people who went to prison who are actually very good people, but at the same time, that's not reflective of the entirety of our community.
Well, at least you got the last part of that right. No show is reflective of the entirety of our community, and I don't think Empire is even trying to be that. I hate that black actors, actresses, directors, producers and writers don't get the leeway or just to be creative or unpredictable or evolutionary when it comes to projects like this and in other professions, maybe even like journalism. I hate that some people are trying to put Lee Daniels and Taraji P. Henson in a box, a black box. Cookie don't play that, and neither does Lee Daniels. Keep going. Keep pushing the envelope, both of them.
Did you see the
numbers?
That's
why I hate Empire.
Did you see the numbers? The numbers among African Americans. I mean, it says 62% of African Americans age 18 to 49. 62% of African Americans age 18 to 49 watch Empire every week.
And you better believe some white folks are watching too, because I hear them talking about it as well.
Oh, it's got incredible numbers.
It's got incredible numbers, and I say keep going because it's a TV show. It's supposed to be creative. It's supposed to push your buttons. It's supposed to be fantasy. That's what television is about. Every show cannot be the Cosby Show. Every show can't be 60 minutes.
We don't need the Cosby
minutes.
Back, man. Come on.
Well, come on now. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we know what you're saying, but you know.
I'm hating this morning. I hate it.
But do you hate drip, drop, drippity, drop?
Drippity, drop. Yes.